apologies as we begin our afternoon sessions.
Right.
These three sessions, we're going to go through the three age groups, okay? So it's 4 to 7, 8 to 12, and then 13 to 18. And hopefully, we'll probably just discuss things for the first maybe half an hour, 40 minutes at the most, so that we've got enough time at the end of each session to learn our 10 hymns, okay? And I would send you the link to my, you know, so that you can have it on your whatever, but I can't work it out just now. Right, okay, can everybody see the projector okay? Right? Okay, now, so for the 4 to 7-year-olds then, now, what you find at this age is you're introducing about God, okay? And some of them will be further on than others. Some of them will have some concept already. But most of them might know the word God, but don't actually know what God is or who or what God actually does, you know, and in what way is it relevant to them. My daughter is 7, and even now she'll ask me, you know, so, well, where does God live? And classic one was about a few weeks ago when she went, so where is heaven? It's not in space. Because she's done a project in school about space, you know. So I said, no, heaven is not in space. I said, well, you know, heaven isn't like a real place that we go to, you know, it's not like concrete. And then, you know, it's all conceptual, and it's really quite hard for them to grasp, because right at that age, they still want things to be absolute. You know, they want to be able to touch things and see things. You know, so, and you know, and you go back to the classic, heaven is in your heart. You know, and then she was like, okay. You know, so, I mean, it's all at that age, it is like that, you know. So you've got to teach about God in a roundabout way, you know, and you've got to teach God in a way, you know, about things that they can see, you know, and in what ways things, you know, what God has created, like the trees, the mountains, you know. So classically, when we go on our holidays, you know, just driving around UK, wherever, you know, we'll go, wow, look at that mountain, see what it has, the God is great. Isn't that brilliant? Because God created the mountains. Isn't that brilliant? We might go and see a castle, but the mountain is better. You know, it's like, you know, you try and get that sort of concept to them when they're that, you know, at that age, that's what they need. Okay, now the next bit is why do we need to praise him and how do we praise him? Now those are two different things clearly, but why, you can only answer that once they understand who God is, okay? But how do you praise him? You know, you might say, oh, well, we go to services, right? God wants us to worship him. Right? But in what way does that link to praising God? You know, let me say, well, we sing. Right? We sing hymns to praise God. Well, what does that mean? Okay, now, for that age, you have to show them in a different way. Okay? Now, so the key points for 4 to 7. First thing, as I said, you've got to introduce about God. Now, this bit is really important. Now, this is a general thing, right? And probably more so for telling stories, but also related to before when I said, you know, you've got to keep the activities moving. You can't stay on the same thing for too long because the concentration is just 2 times their age. Okay? Yeah, so if you're minutes, okay? So if you're teaching 2-year-olds, they can really only concentrate for 4 minutes. Okay? So don't expect them to sit for too long and go, can't you get a whole child? You know, and they never listen, they're so naughty. But they're not, okay? Because that is actually their limit, all right? Some children will be better at it, but some others will be less. Okay, so if you think, okay, the sort of like the median point will be double their age, some might, the better ones, the more, I don't know, more advanced ones, not better, the more advanced ones will be able to sit for a little bit longer, but then you will have some who can sit much less. Okay, so you might have your 2-year-olds who can only sit for 2 minutes, right? Or, you know, and if it's like 4 years old, you're thinking maximum of 8 minutes. You know, you think of it like that. And I don't mean just like your storytelling can only last 8 minutes, but your actual activity for that bit should only last 8 minutes. Now, I've used that as a guide, okay? So your story can still last 20 minutes. But within that 20 minutes, you're splitting up into, say, 3 different things, right? Do you see what I mean? So you can talk, you know, you can go, the first bit, you might be telling the main part of the story. The next bit, you'll be, like, asking them questions, right? And then the next bit might be acting out the story, right? Do you see what I mean? So you can actually stretch out your activity, but over different things. Now, that's obviously the same for singing as well, right? So don't expect to go, okay, like, children, let's all sing. What do you want to sing, right? And then they just sing the same thing and just do the same actions. I mean, you can change the hymn, but then it's probably better if you actually do something else, you know? So if it's, say, actions, right? Or get them to stand up, you know, as we said before about the warm-ups, right? So you split up the activity. Right, repetition is really important at this age, right? So you're repeating your instructions, right? So like sitting down, okay? They're not going to sit down the first time you tell them. You've got to say it again and again and again, okay? And also the actual thing that you teach them, right? Don't teach them the once and then expect them to be able to remember it for next week and go, and you can't just go, you know, it's like, well, why don't you remember? Okay, it's nothing else. It's been a week, right? So it's been a long time. They've gone to school in that time. You know, they've had lots of things happening in between your sessions, right? So the next week, you might say to them, I wonder if everybody remembers this tune. Okay, so if you can play the piano or one of your teachers can play the piano, you play the tune, and then some of them go, oh, yeah, I remember that one. And then some of them might go, oh, yeah, I remember some of the words. Right, and then you need to reinforce that, okay? And something we're not very good at, because we're Chinese, we don't praise very well. You know, it's actually really hard to go, oh, well done. That's, you know, well done for remembering, right? Because it's actually quite a hard thing to do, right? I mean, I find it sometimes quite hard in school to remember to do that. But when you do that, you reinforce. You're not making them boastful. You're just reinforcing the idea. You don't need to say, well done, you're so clever. Right, that's different, right? You're just saying, well done because you remember. It's not well done because you're cleverer than everybody else. Right, do you see the difference, okay? Then, last thing for that age group is simplicity. Now, if you have a catchy tune, right, then they're more likely to remember it. Now, at that age, if you're using the children's hymn book, right, generally they are the catchy tunes anyway. If you're using a normal hymn book, the choruses, okay, the choruses of the hymn book are fine for that age. And if anything, if you remember the old Taiwanese children's hymn book, a lot of them are just the choruses, right? And they're actually pretty good, you know, like, and they're a good introduction to the actual the normal hymn book, you know. So later on, they have a pretty good grounding, you know. They might, you know, they join the adult services or whatever, you know, just normal services. They go, oh yeah, I know that bit of that tune. Right, because they remember it from when they were in RE. Okay? Right, okay, we're going to watch this video. All right, this is the Newcastle, the nursery class, right? Not kindergarten, I thought it was a kindergarten class. Okay, it's the nursery class. So if you want to move forward, you can. All right, now, so these are 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. Okay? The teachers use a mixture of Chinese and English. Now, in Newcastle, this class is massive. You know, over 20 kids in this class. Okay? Therefore, they have quite a few helpers in their classroom. Okay? Funny, they respond to English, not Chinese, did you notice? And you see Mary there, she was lots of repetition. I need to sit down, you know, and she wasn't shouting at them or anything like that. Okay. there, okay, that they used Chinese and English, and to be honest, they didn't really respond to Chinese. You know, 大家麦头, they were, let's all hands together, oh yeah! I mean, you use whatever language, la, yeah, because I mean, some of the kids, I think most of the kids now really are more English-based, right? You know, so I mean, it's just whichever fits. Right, so things to note then, okay? Now, before we said about introducing God and how do we praise God, right? At this age, sitting nicely, singing nicely is praise, right? It's praising God. You know, we can't just say to them, praise God. Okay, they go, yeah, okay. You know, and if you say to them, sit down nicely, some of them will sit nicely, but they don't really know why. So you need to explain that sitting nicely and singing nicely is praising God. Okay, you've got to relate the two things. You know what it actually means, right? So like sitting and singing nicely is showing respect. Okay, you've actually got to say it. You know, because they can't make that link. Now, you see there in the video, the helpers were actually quite good at setting the example. You know, one of the helpers was sitting right in the middle of all the children, you know, and she was sitting. You know, sometimes, you know, as adults, we kind of stand over, you know, over the children and go, sit down, right? And you're standing over them. And you forget, you're actually really tall, you know, compared to the children, you know, so you need to sit with them, right? And you see, well, while they're singing, Corey was not singing. Corey was just walking. Was it Corey? It's Corey, wasn't it? He was just walking around, you know. But repetition, you know. You can see Mary, the main teacher, in the middle there. She was telling him, Corey, you need to sit down, you know. And then Valerie on the side was, you know, reinforcing that, helping him sit down, and kept saying to him several times. And when he did, they said, "Oh, well done, good boy," you know. And that actually is quite important for children this age. You know, and you see their activity, even though they only sang the one song there, they had actions, they repeated, you know, and they would have moved on to another one, another piece that is, okay? So they had plenty of different things, right? So remember, at this age, you know, they can't sit still for long, and to be fair, they were actually, apart from one, they were all sitting down, you know, so they actually did quite well. Right. As I said before, repeating the hymns, right? And this would have been one that they've been practicing for a little while because it was a New Year practice. Now, behavior. Does anybody have anything they want to share about behavior? How would you deal with any children that's not behaving in a, I don't know, like worshipful manner?
Could you make a good example of someone who makes?
Yes, a positive reinforcement then, yeah?
Look,
everyone
sit like Isabel.
Yeah, I mean, that is a, you know, a very good way around it, yeah? And some children will still ignore you, you know, and then you have to deal with what's there. So you can say, you know, so-and-so, oh, well done, you know, and then, oh, wow, everybody, look. You know, you could do that. But what would you do if one just refused to do it? Now, you can't see it from that video, but on the right-hand side, it's actually a play area. And what happens is they come into the class and they play first, you know, kind of like expend their energy before they start a lesson, you know, get out of the way, you know, so they play first and then they sit down. Sometimes they refuse to sit down, they want to carry on playing. Probably about 10, 15 minutes, something like that, because what happens is we have a tea break and then they all go upstairs and then there's like a 15 minute before Ari starts. So it depends on when they go upstairs, you know. So what would you do if you had a child who refused to sit down? Because that happens quite regularly in Newcastle.
Could one of the assistant teachers go and have
deal
with him while you carry on with
that?
Yeah.
Quite a few helpers
there. Yeah. I mean, would you do that?
I think a helper. Yeah. That's what they're for.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody... I don't know. I mean, I don't know if any, what else you have done before in the past.
Had a child that's crying and he's teaching them.
Yeah.
And then I had to literally hold that class and suffer on my lap. Continue to cry, but then it got
Because the thing is, some children take longer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they just take longer to adapt, right? And that, you know what I find that's actually the the worst thing when it comes to children that age? It's actually the parents. You know, the parents need to drop the kids off and just go. You know, it's when parents hang about, that's the biggest problem. Do you find that? You know, so I don't know if you have any rules about where the parents are allowed to stay or not.
Not now.
Yeah.
Before, they used to want to stay in the club unless they're not there. But now it's kind of gotten better, so
Because I think, every child is different, and you do have to use different methods, you know, but certainly if it was a normal school, that's what the parents would say. The teachers would say that. Just go home. Just go. You know, we will deal with it. And if it is really that bad, then we will ring you. But it never is, though. I mean, I remember when my kids first started school, you know, there were loads of parents. I mean, I wasn't one of them. Maybe I'm very hard-line. But there were lots of parents, you know, dropped the kids off and they're hanging on the gates. You know, like this, staring at, you know, through the window, you know, because they were like, oh my gosh, you know. But actually, the best thing is if the parents are just leave, right? And it's the same in church RE. But the difference is they don't leave church. I think that's the hardest thing. You know, because they're going downstairs for service, whatever, you know, they're not actually leaving, you know, so they're not leaving the building. So it's, you know, there's not got that same separation that you would if it was in school, you know, but it is, you know, something to consider, you know, for the very young, you know, to say to the parents, you know, we'll deal with it. And if nothing, it's only an hour, right? It's only 1 hour, an hour and a half maximum, really, you know, so, you know, it's not that long separation, you know. Oh, yes.
What about newcomers, like new children who have just entered kindergarten? Do you have a settling in period for them? Or is it just from the first lesson parents go? Even though you get some children who scream and cry, what do you do?
From what I see, you know, the RE in Newcastle, you know, there's some parents do stay in for a little bit, you know, for a certain period. Mm. It's generally not that long. But the in my experience, it's just better from day one the parents go. You know, because you will get kids that will cry.
Yes.
You definitely will. And, you know, for some kids, you know, if they're not ready, then maybe they shouldn't start RE quite yet. Because 3 is really young, actually. You know, when you think of it, at 3 years old, some children are able to be separated from their parents. But some really haven't had that separation at all, at any length. You know, so they've been with mum all the time at home. At no point have they, you know, dropped them off at their in-laws or something like that, like me. And gone, you know. But some kids really haven't had that separation. And maybe they just need to stay with the parents for that little bit longer. Because this is actually a very interesting point. Because some children are later born in the year. Mm-hmm. So they might have just turned 3, right? And then some... I've been 3 for quite a long time before they start school. Like, do you see what I mean? And it makes a big difference. In Newcastle, they can join as soon as they turn 3. Mm-hmm. Right? So at any point in the year, as soon as they turn 3, they can join. Right? But even then, mentally, some of them are slightly further ahead than others.
Yeah. And some parents are very eager for their children to leave them while they can enjoy the sermon.
Yes, and then other parents really can't let go. Yeah, so I mean, it's no hard and fast rule, but I mean, like I said, in my experience, you know, it's actually better all round when the parents aren't there. Mm-hmm.
Some parents take the children up a little bit earlier, don't they? So they can settle in before the real lesson starts and then go.
You know, because some children need to see what's coming, you know, they need a bit of preparation time. You know, but other children, they're quite all right. I mean, Callum just waved bye to me, you know. But other children aren't like that.
Because in Forest Hill, the nursery teacher at the moment, she insists on the principle the parents can't just deliver their children, then leave. And we've had some times when the kids, we can hear them in the chapel screaming. From the chapel, we hear them screaming. And it's quite disturbing, but I was just wondering if there's any other way.
Would there be damage then, if that is the case?
Well, that's what I mean by, in that case, they're not ready.
Yeah.
They're not ready. So there's no harm in delaying, you know, starting the army just that little bit later. You know, in some countries they don't start school till they're 7. You know, and we're putting them in order when they're 3. Do you know what I mean?
The parents want them to be
But like I said, some children are just not ready for it yet. Now, the last thing was, if you're doing the hymns, story-based is a brilliant way of teaching the stories, like, obviously. But then you can discuss what happens, you know, because of the pieces that you sing. You know, so, I mean, there's always, like Jonah. You know, there's always, like, that sort of pieces where you tell the story. You know, so, I mean, that is a brilliant way to introduce them to some of the things in the Bible. Or sometimes it's... you know, some hymns to do with behaviour, you know, what is good behaviour, you know, that sort of thing. You know, and then you can actually discuss what it is that you're singing as well. Okay, I've got 2 more videos for, these are slightly older children. So before it was 3 to 5, this is 6 and 7, okay? Sorry, I'll just do that again. Okay, sorry. Right, let's try that again. So these are just the 1 or 2 classes above. Is it just 1 class above? Yeah. Now, did you notice what the teacher had in her hand before? Yeah, she had a bag. Do you know what it's for? Yeah, she was choosing, getting the children to choose the hymns from a bag. Now, I know that specifically because I made the stuff for the bag. So she had stuffed toys, you know, for different things. So I made some hearts, I made stars. I made an ant. I was scratching my head. How do I sew an ant? But they're all related to different hymns. You know, that is a different way of extending for this age group. You know, so not only do they know some hymns, they choose something out of a bag, and then they've got to think, what hymn is that to do with? And then they've got to try and remember and sing that hymn. Right, so I mean, it's another way round it, you know. So, like I said, for the young, you know, it is a nice way round instead of just going, "Oh, what song do you want to sing?" Okay, "Oh, shall we sing this one? Or shall we sing that one?" Okay, now, same class. Now, you see there, again, you know, same class, same lesson, okay? So it was on the same day, you know, they sung several hymns for the hymnal. But you can see the first one, they were just sitting down, and they knew the hymn, sort of, you know, and the teacher had to help them with some of the words. Second one, to make it different, they did actions, you know? So that's what I mean by, you know, having different activities, okay? So things to note then. Okay, you'll think about the speed, okay, speed of your pieces, and you know, have it bite-sized, like small little activities, you know, instead of going, okay, today we're going to learn this hymn and we spend all 20 minutes or whatever it is just learning that one hymn and singing again and again and again. right? Now, clearly, what they did was they were singing hymns that they already knew, you know, so they were doing bits of, like, reinforcement, the repetition we were saying before, okay? Now, learning by rote, I think I mentioned right at the start of the last session, where I sing a bit, you sing a bit. You know, that, like I said, it's a brilliant way, still the best way, really, to learn something new, okay? Now, Christina, who had the bag there, she is brilliant when it comes to organisation. You know, she's, you know, classical for being over-prepared, and over-prepared is actually a really good thing, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, if they didn't know what to sing, or they chose one and they didn't know how to sing, she'll have another one, you know, in the background. Like, you know, just the first video, the little girl took out the heart, she actually gave her three choices, three different hymns, right? So there were three hymns about love, basically. You know, the little girl actually said, she said to her, oh, what hymn do you know about love? And she went, I don't know. You know, and then Christina goes, well, how about this one, or this one, or this one? Okay? You know, so, you know, don't expect them to just pull out something from the bag and come up with a hymn straight away. You've got to be prepared. You know, at the back of your mind, you've got to have something there. Otherwise, you'll be standing and go, well, I don't know. I'll pick another thing out of the bag, you know. So, you know, just be, you know, like I said, over-prepared, okay? And something I mentioned before about the volume, okay? Children that young don't like things to be too loud, right? If you say it loud again and again, you know, right in the face sort of thing, they actually get quite scared, right? You know, so they, you know, if you just turn your volume down just a little bit for this age group, they actually respond better, you know, so just be careful about that. Now, actions was the last one, you saw it in the video anyway, okay? And actions are great. Now, some people are brilliant making up actions. I have to say, it takes me quite a while to work out things, you know. And, you know, you find that teachers of the younger group are actually really good when it comes to, you know, just singing hymn, but they can make up things to go with it, you know. And that is, again, a brilliant way so that they learn the lyrics. You know, sometimes, you know, words is quite hard. Right, so by adding actions, it's actually easier. Okay, right. Let me see. Oh, that was quite quick. Right, we are singing.
Yay.
Right, yay. Okay, we got a half an hour. We can actually learn quite a lot. It's half an hour, isn't it? It was half past. Yay. Okay. Now, I've got. I should have the other slides. Let me see. Recent. Sing Hallelujah 2. There we go. That's not the first one. Okay. Do you guys need to hear the backing track?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Backing tracks are good.
Backing tracks are good. Okay. Well, first, we should learn this by rote. We are going to do it as though we are the children. Okay? Right? So, if it was low C, okay, the teacher's there. Okay, now I'm not going to make you all sit on the floor, yeah? You're all sitting, children, you're all sitting lovely in your seats, okay? Just remember, we've done our warm-up, we've done our scarf. Woo! Okay, we've done all that now, okay? Right, so, the first one we're going to try. There we go. Now, if you, either you can play the piano or someone with you can play the piano, they can play the tune and make it quite jumpy. I like to, you know, accompany them, you know, for children this sort of age. I mean, that's what I did with the children's choir. Was it last year when I played for children's choir? Was it this year? No. Oh, it's summer. Well, yeah. Technically, it's still this year. Yes. Now, that's what I did, you know, because for children, they don't, I mean, the older ones, kind of like the 11, 12-year-olds, they're actually quite receptive to sort of, like, what I call like airy fairy type music, you know, when you do kind of like they like that, right? But the very young, is that keyboard on? Right? So I tend to, right? So I go like the kind of that sort of thing, right? They respond really good to that sort of accompaniment. So this tune, it would be. Right? right? So you would go something like this. Now that is better than. You see what I mean? Right? But you can imagine 4-year olds singing to that, you know? That doesn't work, you know? They prefer jumpy, right? They much prefer jumpy, okay? Right. But if you don't play the piano, okay? Or you don't have anyone there that plays the piano, there's nothing wrong with just singing it, okay? But you've got to be really animated. Okay? As children of the very young, you've got to demonstrate how fun it is. Okay? You can't just say to them, sing, everybody just sing, you know, and they'll be like, ugh, and they go, Chantan Sandy, and it doesn't really work like that. And louder doesn't mean better. Because louder for children just means shouting. It is, isn't it? And you say, Dad, send it, you know, and that is not singing nicely, right? Because we're trying to show how to praise God, okay? And shouting doesn't come into it, okay? So, okay, children, so I will sing one bit, you sing one bit. So I sing the first bit, the one true God.
The one true God
is Jesus Christ my Lord. Oh, very good. Okay, now listen to the next bit. So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord. Oh, very good. Let's go from the beginning again. Okay, so I sing one bit, you follow. But let's see if we can make it longer. Ooh, it's hard. Let's see if you can do it. Okay? The one true God is Jesus Christ my Lord. Your turn.
The one true God is Jesus Christ my Lord.
My turn. So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord. Your turn.
So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord.
Oh, something went wrong. Did anybody notice what went wrong? Oh, I wonder if anybody noticed. What went funny there? Did anybody notice?
This one
heard. Oh, I think we need to sing it again. Let's try it again. Ready? Everybody from the beginning. Ready? Go.
The one true God is Jesus Christ my Lord. So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord.
Now listen. Oh, I must fight for truth and light with Jesus Christ my Lord. Your turn.
Oh, I must fight for truth and light with Jesus Christ my Lord.
My turn. And come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord. Your turn.
And come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord.
Oh, lovely. Right, I think we need to stand up to sing that. Now, that's what I mean, you see, we're changing the activity. Everybody stand up now. Okay, ready? From the beginning, 1, 2, 3, go.
The one true God is Jesus Christ my Lord. So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord. Oh, I must fight for truth and light with Jesus Christ my Lord. And come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord.
Oh, lovely. But you know what? I bet you the sisters could sing it. Oh, yes. What do you think, brothers? Do you think they can sing it?
Sure.
Oh, very encouraging. Very good. Right, sisters, ready? One, two, three, go.
The one true God, the one true God, is Jesus Christ my Lord.
Very nice.
So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord. Oh, I must fight for truth and light with Jesus Christ my Lord. And come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord.
Oh, very nice, but I think it's the boy's turn now. What do you think? Oh, right. I think so. They can manage it, can't they, sisters? Yeah. Okay. Right, brothers, your turn. Ready? Oh, when this very generous, I say, it's the boys' turn now. It's the boys' turn. Right, ready, boys. One, two, three, go.
The one true God, the one true God, is Jesus Christ my Lord. So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord. Oh, I must fight for truth and night with Jesus Christ my Lord. And come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord.
Oh, very good, very good. Now you can change the activity. I said, if we're all sitting down, you can go, oh, you know what, everybody, I think we should clap to the music, okay? So everybody sit down, let's sing it, but we're going to clap like this. That's right, just like that. Yeah. Right, oh, I've got the words, I'm so sorry. Right, okay, one, I'm ready to clap, three, go.
The one true God, the one true God, is Jesus Christ my Lord. So I must rise to testify and stand with Christ my Lord. Oh, I must fight for truth and light with Jesus Christ my Lord. And come that day, I'll stand up high with Jesus Christ my Lord.
Yeah! Now, do you see, we sang that, what's that? Maybe four times, five times, was it? But, you know, that's... Yeah. But that's... You know, we've actually learned that quite quickly. But we changed the activity. Right? Do you see what I mean? Instead of going, George and Archie, right? You're going, okay, the sisters do it, the brothers do it, we sit down to do it, we stand up to do it, we clap along, right? Now, other things to do, okay? You, as I said before, you know, the missing words, okay? So... If you have a pianist, you can literally just stop at any point and, you know, get them all to follow. Now, this works with the older bunch, okay? The seven-year-olds could do it, okay? Because chances are they can pretty much read, you know, by that point. So they can actually follow the words, right? And you can make it quite obvious to start with so that everybody wins, you know? And then make it a bit more challenging after. If not... You could sing to the backing track, okay? So, I'll put the backing track on, if I can remember where it is, right? There. There we go. Now, when I get the email sorted out, you all have this, okay? Now, what is this? What was it? Number 7?
27.
27.
Okay.
Now you could do the same and just pause it, right, and see if they know which word it's got up to. I can't access the volume control on this page, sorry.
Oh, no, no.
Well, I'm sure I could do that on the
right. I'm used to it.
Right, what should we do? Oh, my goodness, yeah. Oh, I didn't like it. Sorry.
That's my jam.
Right, so we try that, right, with the backing track, and I'm going to pause, if I'm quick enough, I'll pause in different points, and you tell me which word that we paused on, okay? So if this was like an activity with the children, that's what you do, you know, they've got their books in front of them, and they go, right, okay, from the beginning, get ready, it's got an introduction, it has an introduction, everyone, so you've got to watch really carefully where it begins. Oh! Where did it stop? Hands up, because we're nice, okay? We don't do shouting out, because this is, you're teaching them about worship, okay? So Selena, you know, you need to put your hand up. Remember next time to put up your hand, okay? Right? So put up your hand. Which word did we stop on there? What word did we stop there? Sheila, what word did we stop on? Lord, was it correct? Now, for the clever ones, you can actually say, or then, you know, the more advanced ones, you say, yeah, but Lord comes up lots of times. It does, doesn't it? We know it comes up lots of times. Right? So, if I make that a bit bigger. Ooh, that didn't go bigger. I'll just make that bigger. Can we see that any better? If I made that 100, will that be too big? There we go. Ah, which Lord did it stop on? Which line? The first one. No shouting out, Right, well done. So, and then you carry on the next bit. Ooh, I've covered up the word there. Whoops-a-daisy. So, which word? Which word do you think we stopped on that time? Yep, Andy, what word do you think we stopped on?
Oh.
Is he right? Yes? You're getting panicky there. It was oh, wasn't it? Oh, well done. I think you're right there. Right, and then you carry on and so on, okay? Now, you can do that if you're at the piano. You know, I like doing that at the piano because you can see the reaction. You know, of everybody that's there, you know, so you can see, you know, and sometimes, now, yeah, so some of these words, like, testify, so you can have the three syllables, right, and you could actually stop on any one of those syllables, right, and for the older ones, you know, if you stop at one of those syllables, then you've got to get them to say which syllable it is, but if they said testify, you go, but which part of the word? You know, and they've got to really, really think. And again, that reinforces, you know, the hymn, so they get, you know, it's easier to go in, okay? And, you know, so, and then after all of that, you go, okay, well done, let's all sing it again, okay? So I think maybe this time we'll sing it with the backing track, if it will work. is not so high. No, oh, that actually brings to a different point again. Okay, when children this age, they've got a very limited range. Yeah. So, and to be honest, most adults sing quite low. Right, and so when you start, you know, ho young or whatever, you know, you need to be quite careful. You know, because I find that when I sing with my daughter, I sing very low, and she's like, you know, and I'm just like, it was like, we tried to come to like a happy medium. But what you find is that children really have like a limited range of between like middle C up to one octave, basically. That's it. You know, they don't go much below that, and they certainly don't go high above. Right? So definitely up to probably around 10-ish, that is really their range. You know, and this one, you'll notice, is bang in the middle, right? There's a reason why these are all actually written for that, you know, within that range, because knowing that children can really only sing there, right? So if we think it's high, it's because we are old, right? But for young children, this is right for them, okay? Right, okay, so we're going to do another one. Right, next one. Now, I said before, rounds, okay? Children really like rounds. Now, this one is for the 4 to 7-year-old, okay? Because it's actually three-part round, or you can just sing it straight, okay? If you just learn it as it is, it's just quite a nice little... Oh, it's not big enough? Then, oh, how do I make it? What's the best way to do it? Oh, I can make it bigger on here. Oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, you need to see the words, right?
Yeah. So can you see that now?
Yeah.
Is that better? You need to move forward. Move forward. Come forward.
I think I need my glasses as well. I'll give
it to you. Come forward. It's quite all right, you know. Come forward. Now. This one, as I said, it's a three-part round, but you can actually just do it straight, okay? And it works both ways, okay? Now, same sort of method then, so I sing one bit, you sing one bit, okay? So we're learning again by rote, okay? So we got, don't just read the Bible every day, your turn.
Don't just read the Bible every day.
Think about God's words as we pray.
Think about God's words as we pray.
Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Oh, not bad.
Really?
Oh, we do it again. We do it again then, okay? Right, from the beginning, I'll do one bit, you do one bit. Ready? Don't just read the Bible every day.
Don't just read the Bible every day.
Think about God's words as we pray.
Think about God's words as we pray.
Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Oh, not bad. I think we need to do it one more time. One more time. Ready? I do one bit, you do one bit. Now, because it's quite a short one, you can do it several times and then change how you do it. Okay? Don't just read the Bible every day.
Don't just read the Bible every day.
Think about God's words as we pray.
Think about God's words as we pray.
Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Right. Now, there's another, you know, before I said about following the lyrics, there's kind of like a variation of that, in that you would have the lyrics out, say, written on a board, and then you rub out each word. Have you done that before?
Yeah.
I love that, right? Because that, again, really reinforces it. So, we're going to try that. Yeah. Oh, you're trying to memorize it now.
You should have the word in the series.
You think, oh, that's mean, that's mean. Start with it like that. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, we made them up already.
Yeah, we're using them.
Well, I wasn't expecting people to make them up already. You know, I kind of just thought that
it's for them to try out.
I just kind of thought that people might just have individual pieces that they're teaching, but that's even better. Yeah, but that's just for the teachers, right? Not for the kids. Yeah. Oh, but you can't cheat.
Yeah.
You can't cheat. That's pointless. We write it on the board.
You can have a TA just there as like someone who's still trying to they're not able to teach yet, they're just helping. So they're college teacher.
No, I mean like if they teach whatever, if there's one person's teaching or like two classes, it depends on the church how they want that. But as like
children. So we're going to try. Close your books and stop cheating.
Not cheating.
Right, so. We can't have that. We can't have that. So. There we go. So, let's try it this time with the missing word. Okay, don't. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day.
Oh, very good.
Think about the words as we pray.
Oh, yes.
Then you shall over what we do and say.
Again, what was that one? Let's make sure we get that one then. Ready, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about God's words as we pray. Then you shall flow from what we do and say.
Right, too easy. Right, then what shall we do? Don't just. We're getting rid of some of the words. Let's try it again this time. Ready, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about those words as we pray. Thank you, they shall flow from what we do and say.
Was that too easy? Yeah, that was far too easy, wasn't it? That's right. So let's get rid of some words. Let's get rid of all of that. And again, ready, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about those words as we pray. Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Again, go.
Don't just read the Bible every day. Think about God's words as we pray. Then goodness shall flow from what we do and say.
Again.
Don't just read the Bible every day.
What's the
Think about God's words as we pray. They shall flow from what we do and say.
How did we do? Now, that is a good want for reinforcing. You know, so once you've taught it, then you can play that, you know, for lots of different hymns. Okay? Now, let me just check that. Anything you want to ask about what we've done so far?
Nothing? Concentration, when you say times two, how old does it go up to? Like, up to us?
No, we're really talking about kind of primary age, really. Oh. Yeah, it's really primary age. It doesn't work after that. I mean, I can sit for hours. And that doesn't happen. I think it goes backwards, how do you get it? So, any other questions? Nope. Okay, right, we'll take a break and then we'll go on to the next age group and then we'll learn another set of hymns. Now, keep these in your minds because tomorrow's sessions I want you to teach. Okay? So, you can use any of the methods, okay, that we're talking about or anything else that you want to do. Okay, so if you teach, say, the older group, if you have any ideas on teaching sort of teenagers, I suppose, because this I'm really focusing on the much younger group at the minute. You know, so if you teach an older group, how do you teach them new hymns? You know, or sometimes it's just from the hymn book, right? Because they won't know all the different hymns in the hymn book. You know, so what would you do with that group? Or if you're teaching the younger group and you want to just try out some of the techniques, okay, then that will be fine too. Okay, right, let's have a silent prayer. Thank God for guiding us in this session.